Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. How are you doing this evening? I cannot wait. I cannot wait for you to meet our expert guest tonight. I am so excited. I can't wait for you to see what this man has to offer. And he has many, many, many clues and tidbits and tools and things that you can walk away from and use immediately. And we're going to ask him some pretty amazingly digging questions. You don't want to miss this. And he's an amazing guy. And we're going to hold off on bringing him on just for a little bit. No, that's not an open loop. That's the design of the show. A little bit about mind, body, business. What does that mean? What is that all about? Well, really what it comes down to, over the course of years, I've noticed patterns develop. And those patterns are those of successful people. And I noticed that those that are truly, supremely successful have those three key elements all mastered. They've mastered their mind, their mindset, through tools, advanced tools like NLP and hypnosis, one of which we're going to discuss a little bit tonight. I'm excited for that. Body. You must also take care of your body. You know, you need to eat the right foods, the nutrition, put the right fuel in your body, and you need to exercise. The greatest drug on the planet, it's free and it has no ill side effects. It's called exercise. I kid you not. And our guest will agree with that when I bring him on and give him the opportunity to say something. And it's about business. So this show is built for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. And if you have a small business, even if you're a corporate employee, this show will give you some incredible tidbits for going forward, improving your life both personally and professionally. I'm excited, very excited. And what I've found over the years is one of the key ingredients to success that I often shunned from doing myself was reading high-quality books. High-quality books have literally catapulted my success. They've changed my life. I could say I wish I'd started them sooner, but I didn't. And one of the things I love doing is listening to Audible books, books on audio. So that way I can take all that extra spare time I used to have in, say, a car, maybe at the gym when I'm working out, and instead of listening to music each and every time, put in a book. And that is how I've read through a multitude of books. And as a result of that, I bookmarked certain segments of books that I found of interest while I was listening to them. And due to the amazing technology we have today, I am able to bring those bookmarks directly to you. So that's what we're going to do, is we're going to segue into a little segment that I call, you guessed it, bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. It's a website that I put together myself. And here's the caption. Here it is. The number one reason for lack of success is not simply a lack of reading books. It's the lack of reading the right books. And in my case, going back just a few years, it was really the lack of reading anything. I did not read books like I now know I could have been doing and should have been doing. And so over the past couple of years, I've put together a collection of books that I personally have vetted. I've read them all. It's around 40 books. Let's move down to where they start. And you'll see it just goes on and on and on, about 40 books or so. And this was put together solely for you so that you would have a one-stop resource to go to, that you know that at least somebody read this and thought that it had an impact on their life and thinks that it might just do the same for you. Now, you're not me and I'm not you, and I get that. And there may be books in here that do absolutely nothing for you. At least there is somebody that listened to it and you have that going for you. So it's all about efficiency of time, doing things quicker, smarter, faster, and getting to those results, that success that we all want and deserve. Now, as we scroll down, I'm going to speed it up a little bit because the book that we are going to be highlighting tonight is this one, NLP, The New Technology of Achievement, by a series of authors. And What we're going to do is play an audio snippet right from the book by the author. One of those authors is going to talk to you. So listen intently, because a little bit later in the show, I'm going to be talking to our expert guest about this very topic. So let's dive right in and go ahead, have a listen.
Bandler and Grinder had created a way to model human excellence. They then took that model and found ways to apply it to the lives of all of us. They created step-by-step programs detailing how talented people think, what they see, what they hear, the feelings they have, and their successful behavior. They found that they could teach this to other people, making dramatic changes in their lives. NLP is like software for the brain. It allows you to have the kinds of experiences you want. NLP trainers and practitioners can teach people to relieve their phobias and traumas in as little as 10 minutes, help them create positive feelings about themselves, change lifelong habits, relieve inner conflicts, and change beliefs in less than an hour. Specifically, NLP comprehensive trainers Tim Holbum and Susie Smith.
All right, we'll stop it there. Amazing, very valuable tidbits in just that very short segment. I know our guests would agree. I can actually see him right now. You can't. I have him on a different camera. He's over there smiling and nodding in full agreement. NLP is, I don't want to say magical, but it really is. It's the science of success. It's a proven science. I am NLP certified as a practitioner. I use it on my clients, with my clients, for my clients. And the reason is it gets results and it gets them extremely fast. And what you heard just a moment ago was, you know, getting, you know, software for the brain. It's like reprogramming your brain. And it happens very, very quickly. In a matter of 10 minutes or less, you can release phobias. You know, there are people that have phobias of, say, reptiles, snakes. And within 10 minutes after going through an NLP process, no more. They can walk up and darn near pet the snake. I kid you not. I've seen it. It's happened. And I've actually put this into practice. Traumas, limiting beliefs. This is the way to reprogram your subconscious brain for the better so you can get success quicker. This is the mind part of mind-body business. And I can't wait. I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm not going to hold you off anymore, because it's time to bring on our guest expert and have a talk about this very topic. Let's get to it.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mr. Anthony Gary. He is a very dear friend of mine. In fact, this is a little unknown fact about Anthony before I tell you about how wonderful he is beside all that, is he's actually my twin brother. We just got reunited not too long ago. And you could tell, look at the amazing resemblance. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. And we say that partly in jest, but also partly in truth, because one of the things I noticed, Anthony and I actually do know each other. We're personal friends. I love him like a brother. And I said, you know what? We're like twins, because we would have the same thoughts at the same time, just too many times in a row. And our values are so lockstep. He loves and adores his wife. And I find that quality extremely powerful and endearing. And I have the same quality. I love and adore my wife. And she's my why for everything I do. My why. Anyway. I want to let Anthony talk here in a minute. So let's talk a little bit about Anthony. All of his life, he has known that he was different from those around him. Once he got around the right people, he was able to understand why he was different and embrace it. He uses those skills he has been blessed with to help others reach their goals and change their life for the better. See, there's a common theme with everyone that comes on this show. They all love helping others. It is the goal of Anthony's company, it's called Digital Strategic Marketing, to have a positive impact on the people they touch. And I kid you not, they do. And a big part of that is because of Anthony's leadership. And before, just one more thing quickly, I'm sorry, I apologize, Anthony, but for those of you watching live right now on Facebook Live or YouTube Live or many of the other streaming platforms, we are streaming on seven of them. Wait till the very end. Watch this show all the way through, and at the very end, you will have a chance to win a complimentary stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. That's for 5 nights. All compliments of another friend of mine who was on the show a couple weeks ago, from his company called PowerTexting.com. And that friend's name is Jason Nest, for those of you wondering. PowerTexting.com. Don't go there right now, but write that down. PowerTexting.com, super powerful tool. Okay, finally, at last, Brian's going to be quiet for a little bit. And ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, Anthony Gary. Anthony, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
I am fantastic, Brian. Happy to be here. Happy to be talking to your tribe and sharing some of the things that help me wake up in the morning and get started with my day and keep me moving throughout the day. So, yeah. and, you know, you and I, we always have fun and have great conversations. So this is going to be a good time for all.
And it's that smile that keeps me going, because most of our meetings that Anthony and I have, and it's about weekly, almost weekly, are over Zoom. And that smile just lights up my room here in Southern California. He's in San Diego right now. I'm up north from there by a bit of a stretch. And just love this guy through and through. So, Anthony, would it be okay with you if we just jumped right in and started asking these really hard-hitting questions so that our viewers can get the value they came for?
Let's get to it.
All right. And by the way, Anthony is in a very warm room at the moment. So if you see him dapping off his head and all that, it's all good. He's just trying to stay comfortable. And we're just going to be talking to friends. By the way, for those of you watching live, be sure to comment, chat, throw some loves and likes. We will be monitoring those so that you can interact with us. And if you have questions, go ahead, throw them out there. If you want to say hey to Anthony, please, by all means, we would love to have your interaction. So on the topic of books, Anthony, I think I know the answer to this because I kind of know you, but I'll ask it as if I don't. Does that sound cool? So would you consider yourself to be an avid reader, first and foremost? And then second, what is one book that really sticks out that really has compelled you? I know there's many, but what's one that would just come to the front of your mind?
Well, let me answer the first part. Being an avid reader, yes. And let me illustrate that. You know, we come from a generation where has a punishment when you got in trouble, your parents would send you to your room. Well, my mom stopped doing that because she would send me to my room and I would go in there and read. And she would come in there and I'm comfortably laid on the bed, going through, you know, I had a bookcase in my room and just was reading and reading. So it never was punishment to me. It never was a hardship or something I struggled to do. I've been reading all my life. I love it and highly encourage people to read in some way, shape, or form. The power it's given me, the ability it's given me, the communication capabilities, the mindset, everything. A lot of what I've come to be has come through reading. So I'm a huge fan of it. And the last book, kind of, you touched on it, the NLP, the Technology of Achievement. I'm in a part of book club, so actually technically the last book I finished was called Rooster Barn, which is a good book. I don't remember who wrote it right now, but it was a pretty interesting book for our club. But NLP, the Technology of Achievement, that book itself, if you get a chance to read it, listen to it, it's an amazing kickstart to NLP. And we're going to touch a little bit more on that, but that book illustrated something for me, something I kind of heard before but didn't really grasp it. Throughout my life, people have said, you know, it takes time to learn. Things are hard. You got to figure out, put a lot of time. This book, along with some other people communicating with me, let me understand how fast and how powerful our brain is and how powerful this NLP concept is. One of the things that the illustration for me was when you're young and you touch a fireplace, you touch an electrical outlet, you touch, put your hand on a fire, you immediately, most people anyway, immediately learn that that is dangerous. And again, most people don't do it twice. So if you think about that, that tells you right there that you have the ability to learn something immediately, that fast. You stick your hand in the fire, it burns you, the heat, you immediately say, okay, this is hot. I don't have to do it again. So all this crap about how hard it is and the ability to learn all, to me, is pretty much crap. We have the ability to do it. Now, whether we put that ability in action and take steps to it, that's a whole different process. But that ability is there. And that was solidified for me going through the NLP book in terms of the exercise they teach you, the things you go through. And let me tell you this, I actually attended a two-day NLP event that Brian put on. And this is my first time experiencing NLP in person. And again, if you can get it in person, if you can find a practitioner and learn from them directly, it is so much more powerful. That energy, that being in person changed it. And we went through some exercises, and I eliminated a quick phobia of fear I had, made some huge strides within the next day based on getting rid of that phobia. And all that was I attribute to Brian showing me the power of NLP in person and helping me implement it. So just a huge thing. And that book is amazing. You got to get to it.
I love it. I remember that event vividly. It was called the Reach Your Peak Summit. It's a two-day live event I put on a couple times a year. And, you know, Anthony walked in the door as Anthony Gary. And, you know, he's a really nice guy, smiling, a little bit reserved at first. And then we went through this one primary process that has the biggest results I usually see from stage. I love taking the audience through that. And then so we went through that process, went on break, and then here came this guy through the door. I'm like, wait, it looks like Anthony, but it's a different guy. And so I said, Anthony left as himself, Anthony Gary. He came back in as Anthony Gary version 2.0. The guy, he had just released fear, the root cause of fear from his subconscious mind, and he was like this glowing, complete different individual. Had the resistance was gone, all the resistance that was holding him back in his life up to that point. And he was just this amazing new person. And that's the part that I so deeply love about what I get to do, is to help people with processes like NLP. Again, keep that in mind. This was done from stage. Anthony was one of many in the audience that all got benefit of NLP. It can be done in so many different venues. I've done it on Zoom. I've done it on a phone call where a guy pulled over and parked his car. He needed help quick. Took him through more than just fear, releasing the five major negative emotions. I've done it in my home with an individual using also hypnosis. It is an amazing, amazing suite of tools that we have based on, you know, given to us by Richard Bandler and John Grinder, who both basically came up with the concept of NLP. They took many things that already existed, refined them, and then made them into something better than anyone has ever seen before. So the changes are instant and they're permanent, and that's what I love about it. And I could talk all night about this, but this is about Anthony, not about me.
Well, let me add on to that real quick, because this is part important. You know, I've been studying NLP and reading about it for a lot of years and trying to learn it, because I knew the power of it. I understood it was important. I wanted to learn it, to utilize it for personal and business reasons. But the difference was the strides were huge. I made larger strides faster by doing it in person. So I know we're talking about reading, and encourage you to definitely start there. I still read. I do pick up a lot of stuff through it. But with NLP, if you can get to a hands-on with a practitioner, it will accelerate your strides. And that's, you know, that's a part of what we're going to talk about, some of the skills necessary to be an entrepreneur, and accelerating your process is accelerating your journey is one of the skills that I believe a successful entrepreneur needs to have.
Interesting you brought that up. The next question is going to be very on that topic. And the beautiful thing is, this is one of the reasons Anthony's business and personal life began to take off, not just because of the event he went to. It was because he took action. He was an action taker, and he showed up. That is why. That is why he has now achieved greater success than he did before, because he repeatedly shows up. And that is one of the skills that I found to be one of the most valuable, was to continue to show up. To what? What are you showing up to? To live seminars and workshops. Like Anthony said, if you do it in person, not just NLP, but if you go there and you're sitting there next to a person in front of you and you're talking and establishing a relationship. I've made so many relationships just by showing up that have been phenomenal over the course of years. Friends, joint venture partners. The list goes on, and because Anthony is doing just that, and he continues to do so, that's why he's seeing that success. On that note, so this is the next question.
I got to keep adding, Brian. You know how we go back and forth, keep adding. You know, when you're talking, two things came to mind, and one of the purposes of this is to give value, to give some actionable items. So one of the things that I try to do, my personal model, when I go to events, functions, webinars, phone calls, any of these things, I got two goals that are my personal things I want to do. One, I look for purposely one nugget, one something that I can take away that's going to help me with my journey. So I got an open mind. I got a mind that's actively seeking. I'm not there just passive. I'm not there because the wife dragged me to it, any of these type of things. If I'm going to spend my time, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to find something that's going to benefit me. So I on purpose look for one thing at least. And I usually get more, but I go in there making sure that I take away one thing that's going to help me on my journey. So I got an open mind for that. The second thing, and you kind of elaborate on that too, is I talk to people. I make sure I introduce myself to people because, again, a lot of it is, you got to think about this. Generally speaking, at these functions, at these events, they have a theme, a title, and you are there with other like-minded people. That's what you want. You want to hang out with people that want to take the same type of journey you're taking, that want to grow, that want to expand, that want to be better, improve themselves. You're surrounded by the people. Why not say hi, introduce yourself? So those two action items I do at events, seminars, webinars, whenever I can to help me on my journey.
I am so glad. Man, okay, we're done. The rest of the show is just, and this is how this goes. You know, we have some, I have a list of questions that I want to ask Anthony, but I don't need to ask them all. It's about providing you guys the value, and Anthony's taking us down a very, very cool path. One of the things that he talked about was, you know, always go in there getting, you know, just get one nugget. And my mentor taught me a very similar concept. And it was basically, no matter what exercise you are about to embark on, whether it's go to a seminar, maybe it's you're going to start writing a book, maybe it's, you know, something that's going to take time, effort, or money, or all three. What, you know, first do it with what is the outcome you desire from that activity. I'll never forget this, Anthony. This was amazing. I was at a seminar. I was like a seminar junkie. I just kept going. And I went to this one gentleman several times. I found value in it. And for me, it was just to meet the people. You know. And I remember I was sitting there. And I got a text from my mentor at that moment while I'm sitting there. And he says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm down here in Southern California. I'm at this event." And he goes, "Well, what's your outcome?" And I'm like, whoa. You know, I was sitting there and I'm pondering. And I'm like, he goes, you should just come over here. I was literally 5 miles, if that, from his house at that time. He says, "Yeah, you should just come over here." I said, "Okay." The next break, I left because I didn't have an outcome. And from that day forward, I always have an outcome in mind. So as a concrete example, and I don't know if this is one of yours, Anthony, but one of my going to events, one of my major outcome is always to meet and talk to the main speaker of that event. If that's my outcome, and guess what? It seems to happen every single time, every single time when you set that outcome. The other one was talking to people. And right there, how many people, be honest, went, "Uh-oh, I don't like to talk to people. I'm a little bit of introvert." Well, here's the amazing thing. Dive into NLP. Learn it. I used to be that way. I know it's hard to tell. I'm kind of an outgoing, goofy guy right now. And I love it because what happened was I learned this one skill, many skills through NLP, but one in particular was how to build rapport instantly. And I just had fun with it. And over time, I ended up realizing I actually like people a lot. I didn't think I did because I was so shy and introverted, didn't know what to say. I was uncomfortable. Now that I have this skill, it's like being, not to get religious, I mean, I'm Christian, but it's almost like being reborn again in a body, right? It was just opening, you know, it's freeing, liberating. Now I can just be who I was meant to be and be a social butterfly and have a good time. I talk to everybody now, just like Anthony was saying. Excellent tips, excellent tidbits. So I might have a guess on what one of those three skills you're going to come up with when I ask you this question. But Anthony, and I really, what honestly, from your point of view and only your point of view, Anthony, what would you say are the top three skills needed to be a successful entrepreneur?
Now, that's not fair to limit me to three.
top three.
Well, and I thought about this for a while. And so to come up with three, Here's where I'm starting. My number one is have a big dream. I'm trying to put the right words in, but as an entrepreneur, as a person, you've got to step out and you've got to dream things. You've got to look at the person in the mirror and say, you know what? You're a CEO of a company. You're a professional football player. You're a professional model. You're whatever you want to be. You have to have that dream. If you don't start there, where do you start? What do you do? I talk, you know, I run a digital marketing agency, so I talk to business owners every day, and big, large business, small business, just different sizes. And I hear quite often their limiting beliefs. They don't have the dream they can do stuff. You know, I got a young lady I'm talking to, and she doesn't think she can go to a $2 million business. I'm like, why? Who told you that you can't? I surely didn't. So if you don't believe it yourself, if you can't look in that mirror and see it in yourself, you have nowhere to start. You really have nowhere to start. You need to start with that dream, and you need to start with it as big as it can be. It's got to be a dream that's got to scare you. It's got to, you know, how can you, you know, have your wildest imaginations if you're not wildly imagining something? Let me give an example. When you're a kid, and we had all kinds of things. I want to be a police. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a football player. I want to be this. I want to be that. Nowhere has a kid till you got older and people started telling you you couldn't do it. Did you stop thinking that? I went and tried to build a robot. This is in the 70s, guys. I took my mom's backyard fence apart. It was a wooden fence. I took it apart. I nailed it together, and I took her vacuum, and I was going to, you know, motorize this bad boy. And, you know, in the 70s, I was going to build a robot in my backyard. Nobody can tell me I couldn't do it. She did eventually, because she beat my behind for taking her fence and vacuum cleaner apart. So different type of thing. But I had there was no boundaries. There was no limitations. And so my number one skill you've got to start with is a big dream. If you don't have a big dream, big idea, big goal, somewhere you're going, why, you know, you have nothing as far as I'm concerned. So start with that big dream. That's huge. The second one, this one's interesting, and I'm going to you need to have the ability to communicate, and it's a combination thing. I actually got it written down: fearlessness, confidence, and communication. And I know they're not completely the same, but limiting me three was just too much. I can't do that. I gotta expand. So again, as an entrepreneur, you need fearlessness. You need a confidence, because you are going to have doubters. You're going to have haters. You're going to have naysayers. People are going to try to tear you down. And the more you start making growth and moving forward, the more people are going to come attack you. So have that fearlessness. Have the ability to say, I am going to do this. I don't care what you guys think. This is what I'm going to do. And have the confidence to go out and do it. And if it doesn't work, you make a mistake, you fail, things happen, that's okay. That's okay. You learn from your mistakes. Learn from your failures. Pick yourself up. Dust yourself off. Keep moving. Have that confidence that you're going to achieve your dream. You know, the people that are in sports, the people that achieve the 4-minute mile. How many people said, oh, let's go back to Columbus and those guys. The world was flat, according to everybody. However, they were like, no, we're going to go prove it. And they kept going and kept going. So keep doing that, keep that confidence. And the third element of that the piece that goes to that is communication. This is one that just, I wish I knew a little more about this earlier, and I learned it later with experience. People generally talk at people. People don't communicate. To me, my definition of communication is that understanding. So, you know, in my life, I've been managing most of it, you know, guiding different people, and have someone do a task and then to come back and look at it and say, you did it wrong, or it wasn't right, or it doesn't look like what I expected. I realized it was partially on me. It was my communication skills. I did not learn and understand till later that if I want something to happen, if I want someone to help me realize my dream or help them realize their dream, I've got to communicate with them. I can't talk at them. I can't really talk with them or just talk to them. I need to communicate. And communication to me is the understanding element. And that a part of that's going to be recognizing people's learning skills. Some people you can tell something and they'll get it. Others you got to show them. Others can see something and get it. So if you really want to get, again, achieve a higher level of success in dealing with people, learn how they want to be communicated with, and then communicate with them at that level. You'll have much more success. You have much better results at it. And take that responsibility. Part of it's on you to get your message across. If you don't get your message across and people don't do the things you want them to do or looking for them to do, it might be a communication issue with you. And then the third one, again, kind of ties back into the books. And I kind of say, need to grow and become an expert in your field. Whatever your niche is, whatever your market is, become an expert. Be the best at it you can be. In my life, I've had some coaches. I've had great coaches, sports coaches and life coaches. And just I feel I've been surrounded by incredible people that have helped me to grow. And one of them early in life basically said, if you're going to do something, do it your best or don't do it at all. And I've tried to live by that very well. So when you get me, I try to give I give all that I have, 100%. Some days I'm injured and other things, so I don't get my best. These are my football playing days, you know. But I remember going, I play with a broken wrist. I play with a broken ankle. You know, I'm going to go out there, and you're going to get everything I have. So become an expert in your field. Give it all. I spend on a regular, you know, we're talking about this reading. I spend a regular amount of time, literally probably an hour every day, reading, absorbing. I have, and we'll talk about it potentially later, one of the sacrifices I kind of, and it's not even a sacrifice, it's an essential step to growth for me. One of the steps I do is throughout the week, I gather up information and resources. I'll see all kinds of articles and stuff that relate to my business, and I'll kind of compile them in a document for me. Then on Saturday morning, I spend my time early in the morning going over those and learning and listening. You know, if there's webinars I've missed, I'll record them and I'll start playing those. If it's articles and content, I'll read those and I'll start understanding. So my every Saturday morning is my education time, my time to improve myself, to learn and hone my skills. You know, very recently, as a matter of fact, we do Facebook ads marketing for clients. And Facebook rolled out a new process where they're actually allowing you to have a tab to see what ads other people are doing. Guess what? And this just rolled out basically in the United States this the 2nd of July. So guess what this Saturday I'll be doing? I'll be in-depth studying how that works and how I can take that to my advantage and to the advantage of my clients so I can do that. You know, a couple of weeks ago, the EU nation rolled out the GDPR, which is some privacy regulations and stuff. And please don't be confused. If you've got an online website, you're doing business online, you are potentially exposure to that. I know it's in the European nations right now, but I'm telling you, I know actually in California, I got an article that I'm going to, you know, peruse and learn this Saturday. California's got a proposed legislation for their own version of it coming out. So yes, it has hit us. You need to be aware of it. But this is what I do to be on top of my game in my market. I allocate time. I collect the resources. I go over it. I share with others. I chat with other people. I'm a part of various forums and groups, and just I am an expert. I'm going to continue to elevate my game. And the benefit to everybody is the better I get. I'm happy to share what I know and have everybody get there, because it just makes everything better. If I share this information and you grow and you get better, and I get an email or a call or a text saying, hey, Aunt, I started studying too, and guess what? I did this or I did it. You know, that's just going to warm my heart. And I know Brian feels the same way. We have multiple conversations, us helping people, us learning. Brian, you know, he touched on how he's starting to read and stuff. And me and Brian share books back and forth. He'll say, I just read this great book, Aunt. You've got to read it. And he'll give me a synopsis of it and stuff. So become an expert. Those are my top three. Start out with a have a big dream. Have the fearlessness and confidence to go out and strive and reach your dream. Make sure you're communicating with those along your journey, and become an expert in your field. Grow and be the best. And again, nobody can tell you you can't be the best. Nobody can tell you that you're not the best. So be it.
Be it. Yes. So we asked for three. And I was counting as we went along, and I think I lost count around seven. And I say that kind of jokingly, but there's a serious note to that. That is Anthony Gary. That is him to his core. He loves to give. He loves to give. He's always giving. You can see the passion in his face as he was going through this. He loves this, and he loves helping others. He's learned a lot in his time on this planet, and that's the thing with guys like us who are – you know, we're not old. I don't want to say we're old, but we've been on the planet long enough to have quite a bit of life experience. And the more life experience one has, I tend to think that person is even more valuable, not less. When people, like the elderly, You know, we had, I had this talk with the last guest a week ago. The older you are doesn't mean you're worth less. I think just the opposite. You're worth far more than you were maybe 20 years ago to the people if you utilize, you know, and you know, if you spread the wealth, so to speak, and teach others. Gosh, dream big so that scares you. I was taking notes. I love that part. Dream big so that it scares you. And that's all talking about getting out of your comfort zone and doing it on a regular basis every single day. Get out of your comfort zone. Get used to being uncomfortable. And you'll see huge things happen. The ability to communicate, which also included fearlessness and confidence. All three of those, communication, fearlessness, and confidence, you can improve drastically through the use of NLP. Through the use of NLP by itself, I kid you not. Those, the fearlessness would be number one, because the resistance that we all have, some of us that used to have, like Anthony, that's right, that used to have this thing, these things holding them back, you can release them within 7 to 10 minutes each. It's an amazing thing. Communication, yeah, understanding, learning skills. This is something I know Anthony does this every Saturday. He tells me he sets it aside, and he does, and he's on webinars, whatever he needs to learn at that moment. Become an expert in the field, and yes, I agree, Anthony, you are an expert. He's definitely an expert. He's got a team. It's digital strategic marketing, and it's a phenomenal team, an incredibly talented team. In fact, one of them is actually on chat, Thomas. You might know this guy named Thomas. Richard Barrier has been on and giving us some loves, and DC Milik, I can't even pronounce the name, but he waved with one of those hands. All right. And thanks all for being on and commenting and loving and liking. Appreciate you all. Let's see, Rhodes. Become an expert in your field. One way is what Anthony is a successful entrepreneur. All you have to do, if you're not where you want to be right now, and you see that Anthony has achieved the level of success you aspire to achieve, you have to do just one thing. It's real simple. And that is just model Anthony. Model him. Copy him. Follow him. Play this video back again. Take notes. If you're not taking notes already, take notes. Get out that pen and paper. Type it on your notepad if you're on a computer. Take notes. Thumbs up, says Richard Barrier. Yes, definitely. Take notes and follow. That's how I learned it. You know, I hereby give you permission. Brian Kelly gives you permission to copy. That's what model means. It means copy. You know, when we're in elementary school, we talked about this last show too. If you're taking a test, Anthony and I would both attest to this. We're taking a test, and if you happen to your eyes veer off your paper and onto your partner's paper or your co-student over there, and the teacher caught you, what would happen to you, Anthony? I know what happened to me.
You got that ruler.
There you go. Ruler on the back of the hand, the bony part where it hurts like a you know what. And so what did that teach us growing up? Copying was bad, and that's cheating, right? That's cheating. That is bad. That's not good. But in all, it just told us copying, period, was not a good thing. And so then we became ego-driven and say, I'm not going to copy them. I'm going to do it myself, right? How many raise your hand if you're guilty of that? That's me. I'm raising my hand, definitely. Yep, yep. The key is model success. Copy someone. So, you know, if Anthony's open to it, reach out to him, connect with him, and just grab onto his ankles and don't let go. That's what I did with my mentor. He still has my fingernail imprints because I still haven't let go. I will not let go.
Let me share a story because I have a mentor. I have, you know, a lot of mentors, but, you know, a handful of years ago, you know, my wife has a business. And again, my background, I've been in management. So I've had a lot of management training, a lot of courses and stuff. And so I understand that the way to get where you want to go is find someone who's doing what you want to do and model them. And so the approach I have always taken is when I found someone that has a level of success or going in a direction I want to go to, I literally go to them and ask them, you have what I want. Will you show it to me? And so a handful of years ago, my wife's business, I knew it needed to grow. I needed to do some stuff, but I didn't know what it needed to do. Specifically, I've always had a team of people underneath me that perform individual tasks, but I never had to do them. So the marketing side, I basically, and this was early days of SEO, and I went to an event, and there was a speaker, and the speaker, within 5 minutes of him getting on stage and talking, I knew he knew what he was talking about in terms of SEO and marketing online and stuff like that. So there were other speakers scheduled, but as soon as he finished, I immediately ran to him on the side of the stage and basically said, I need to know what you know. I know you know your stuff. Will you teach me? And long story short, he agreed to teach me. And, you know, I immediately started applying the lessons he taught me. And bam, amazing results started to happen. And I was like, wow, this is too easy. Everybody should be doing this. So, you know, I immediately hung my shingle out and said, I'm in business. I'm going to do this for clients and for everybody. And literally, I have not turned back from that process. I like Brian said, I stick out my hands on my mentor's ankles. I hang on to them. And let me tell you this, because you kind of brought it up, Brian. Everything he has told me to do and I've actually done has worked very well. On occasion, more than I like to admit, I've decided I know more and I've decided to go off on my own tangent. And the results are never what they should be or where I want to be. So I have to honestly say, if you find someone who's going in your direction, doing what you want to do, have the level of access to things, that go to them, ask them to show you what they're doing. These type of entrepreneurial people, these type of successful people, they will do that to you as long as you put in your skin in the game, as long as you put in your effort, as long as you show them you're respecting their knowledge, their time, their effort, and giving, 100% to the process. I know if I go to my mentor and I'm just slacking off, he's not going to care. He's got other things he can go do, but I'm there. He tells me, go do it. I go do it. I learn these things, and I've had amazing results, and it just – It's so much more easier. It's so much more. It's actually fun, because someone says, try it this way. You know, they got the battle scars and they figured it out. You do it and it works like it's supposed to. And you're like, wow, this is great. So, you know, get that mentor, model them. I love sharing. Me and Brian have a mentorship relationship. We got such a deep relationship. I don't think you can quite qualify. You know, we're friends, we're mentors, we're, you know, family. You know, I try to look out, keep an eye out on his daughter, you know, make sure she stays out of trouble, you know, just all kinds of things. So, you know, but get you a mentor, find someone who can teach you and help you learn and get some shortcuts. You know, life doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to go through school of hard knocks anymore. You can find a mentor and learn from them and move, accelerate your progress, accelerate your journey.
Perfectly said. And how does one find a mentor? Well, the best way I have found is, again, show up. So you're investing, yes, you're investing your time, a 2-day, a 3-day, maybe a 4-day workshop or seminar. You don't have to just pick one blindly. Find, you know, Facebook, you'll see a ton of them out there if you follow the right circles. And just ask friends that you trust that may be in that area. Or ask myself or Anthony and say, do you guys vet this person or this seminar or workshop? Do you find it of value? We of course will help you to help you select ones we feel are give you the best value for your time and your money. They cost money. Just so you know, they cost money. And so we call that an investment. It's an investment in our future. I need to quantify at some point tens of thousands of dollars over the years in seminars, advanced courses, training programs, books, you name it. It's just a lot. And I have this much regret of doing any and all of it. Were some of them bad experiences or not? Did I not get enough value or the value I thought I paid for? Absolutely. I'll be transparent. I still have zero regret for doing it because I learned that was one avenue I would not go down again. So it was a valuable learning lesson. There's always something positive to take from every experience. And I have to tell you, I used to be a negative Nilly where anything and everything, I would go to the negative side and say, oh, that was crap. I didn't get anything out of that. That was terrible. I don't do that anymore. I look at the positive and say, just recently I spent several thousand dollars on a marketing team and I didn't get the results I expected or wanted. And never once did I hold it against that organization because others were getting those results that I talked to. So it just happened to be specific to my situation. And it wasn't their fault. And we worked together on it to try to remedy it as fast and as hard as we could. We just couldn't. And I don't hold any shred of ill will toward that group or organization. Not any. because they did what they thought. You know, they tried hard. They tried very hard, and I appreciated that. That's the thing you get with Anthony and his group, Digital Strategic Marketing. These guys go above and beyond. And look, here was one of my rules for Anthony coming on and all my guests. They are not allowed to pitch directly. They can't pitch on my show, but this is my show. I can pitch on their behalf because I've vetted Anthony. I've worked with Anthony. He's currently working on one of my primary Facebook campaigns, and the opt-ins are coming in left and right. And because I know him, I know Thomas, I know the third guy whose name is escaping me for some reason right now.
Marlon.
I've met him, and I know him, and I don't remember his name. That's great, isn't it, Brian? Good job. They're a phenomenal team, incredibly brilliant. They know what they're doing, and I would say yes. If you need any help in getting the word out in marketing, get in touch with Anthony. He is an amazing, heart-centered, loves-to-help person, and I can't wait to help him in any way I can to get the word out to promote, because I want to see this guy scale so big he needs to get out of his office into a bigger one. I love it, and continue to do so, because he has so much to give, and that's what it's all about, right, Anthony? It's about serving more people, and
exactly.
If we're able to serve more people, then we're doing better on this planet, you know, because you know, I know you. You come from a place of integrity, and we need more people like you, and I appreciate you. All right, enough love fest. So this is a question I think is pretty heavy, and if you need a moment to figure out the answer to this question, that's okay. There could be many things. You only get one this time, all right? We're keeping it down to one. What is the number one thing? You do a lot of things, Anthony. You're very busy. You learn constantly. You work tirelessly. I've messaged you late at night. You're still up. You're still working. I see you early in the morning texting, Facebook, whatever. You're always up and doing something. So something must be really driving you to do all this. So if you could think of just, remember, one thing, what would you say is the number one thing that motivates you to get up in the morning and do what you do every single day, day in and day out?
Whew, that's a tough one. I think I'm going to have to say the love of my life. You know, and when you were talking earlier about something, and we were talking about events and stuff like that, and how much money you've spent, Here's why. I'm going to elaborate more on why the love of my life, the wife, is what motivates me. But here's who she is to me. She supports me going to all these different events. These events take time from different things. Sometimes they take time from us our spending on the weekend. Some, you know, I've gone, you know, I went to your 2-day event. I had to stay the night, you know, 2 days out of the house and stuff like that, things like that. So she supports that. And there is the money issue, and she does not balk at that either. She allows me to go out and do these things. She actually pushes a lot harder. Sometimes like, dear, I don't know where I'm going to get the funds to go do this. And she's like, you'll just do it. Just go. And so she pushes. So I wanted to say earlier that support, that person behind you, and I know your wife, Karen, is the same way. That is a huge part of it. And so it's her. And what happens is, guys, you know, I want to see her smile. I want to see her laugh. I want to have her giggle and do fun stuff and do some of these things she likes to do. And so it's easy to get up and go do these things because I know the end result. You said earlier, you know your outcome, know your why. The end result is I get to see the glow on her. I get to see her laugh. I get to see her giggle. She's a funny gal. At least that's what she says. She cracks herself up. But you know, it's really all about how I can put that smile on her face, how I can be a part of that, how I can help her do the things she likes to do and have fun. And so, you know, none of these things, you know, having to stay up late at night, having to, you know, go long distances, having to read stuff that's sometimes not exciting to me, but you know, part of the task, all part of what makes me, all part of getting her to where she needs to go, getting her to smile, getting her to be the woman I met and fell in love with and still love to this day and will continue to. So, you know, And I'm going to encourage you guys, find your why. It could be other whys. I mean, Brian limited me to one, but I have actually in front of me on my list here, the love of my life. Then next, my family, my nephew Thomas, you know, we're partners in this. And I got two other nephews that are, you know, part of my life. My mom, and you know, who I feel is the smartest woman I know personally. I'm sure there are other women that claim the title, they're pretty smart, but I don't know you. But I know my mom is hugely incredibly smart. I got incredible friends. The list of friends is just too many. And reality of it, again, you know, I'm with Brian on my Christian side. I have been blessed to be surrounded by just good people. All my life, I've been surrounded by good people. And so they all motivate me. But the one that kickstarts my day and gets me out of bed and doing things that I probably wouldn't have done any other way is the love of my life, the wife. She really gets she owns me.
So just to be clear, are you saying what motivates you is your wife?
Well, I know there's some flack in that, but hey,
no, you know. I love it because, you know, we're two peas in a pod, same thing. I've been through, there's an exercise that I went through. This was by my mentor, I don't know how many years ago it was. And it was to find what was your why, to help you determine your why. And, you know, they'd play some music and we would just start writing whatever came into our head. And that was it. My wife's name just kept coming up over and over. And I knew without even starting the dang process. Right, I'll go through the process, see if there's something even bigger. I don't know. You know, and I've done it several times. And, you know, same thing. And, you know, that doesn't mean that a spouse or a significant other has to be your why, you watching or listening to this on the podcast later on. It does not mean that. Everyone has a different why. It doesn't always have to be your significant other. It's your why, not mine, not Anthony's. It's yours, and that's one of the things we went through during the Reach Your Peak Summit 2-day live event. It's very important. It's that important. If you don't have your why, do some research. Grab a book. There's one by a gentleman, Marianne. Hey, Marianne, how are you doing? I'll put that up while we're yakking. How's that? Nice. We got some comments, and you can watch and read there, Anthony. So, yeah, very true. My mentor wrote a book, believe it or not. It's called The Big Boom. His name, drum roll, because I haven't mentioned it yet, is Mel Cutler. Mel Ethan Cutler is the name he goes by on the author on his book. It's called The Big Boom. Yes, it's on reachyourpeaklibrary.com, Amazon, wherever. In there, you can read through the process of finding your why. And that's where I learned how to go find my why, was through one of Mel's live events. And it's another life changer. And when you start modeling success, what successful people do, what they read, oh my goodness. Anytime I see a Facebook post by Mel of what he's reading, I don't question it. I go and get that book immediately. It's in my Audible library that moment. I kid you not. I don't care what I'm doing. I'll have my phone and I'll go to Audible. I'll purchase the book right then and there so I don't forget. And if I do, I'll just text him later and say, hey, man, what was that book again? The last one is no different. The one I'm reading right now is an amazing book, and I'm learning a lot from it, from the body aspect, some from the mind as well. Always learning more. It's a phenomenal individual. Won't go into that one right now. We'll have him in a bookmark segment later. But, yeah, we got some great comments coming in. Richard, thank you, buddy. You've been on for quite a while since the beginning. Likes,
Brian,
loves.
I think Richard's asking a question. Let me see if I can answer that. I think he's asking, what is the intention of your outcome? I'm taking that as a question, Richard. So if you're asking as a question, why you want to do that and why you're kind of looking at that, you know, knowing your outcome, is it'll keep you focused. You can go to an event and you can hear a bunch of different stuff. You know, I go to events and there's like multiple speakers, and each speaker comes up there and they got their own segment and stuff. And you can get confused. You can say, that's a good idea. Then that's a good idea. Then that's a good idea. But if you have a specific outcome, a specific focus you're trying to achieve, that's going to keep you on that path. And it's in this day and age, we just have too much noise. We get emails, we get texts, we get phone calls every day, all day. And that throws you off. So I have found that I've started to, again, accelerate my journey, accelerate my process by narrowing it down to one thing, one specific outcome. That's what I'm looking for. So again, I find an event that's based on what I want to do. Let's say I'm going to an event on how to do Facebook Messenger bot, which, you know, so I'm going there to learn how to do, use, you know, set up or capture leads with a Facebook Messenger bot. That's my focus. So if anybody's talking about anything else, I kind of listen, but I'm really honing in on getting my outcome. And if you're, like Brian said, if you're not getting your outcome, if you're not seeing it, if it's not there, then why be there? There's other things you can do. There's other places you can be. You can be with a loved one. You know, if I'm not gaining and moving forward, I really want to be with the wife. That, you know, that's kind of my life. I love hanging out with her. She, like I say, she swears she's funny. So, you know, I want to be there, a part of that, and hang out with her. But if I'm not going to do that, then I'm over here learning something that's going to give me more of that later. It's going to give me more time to do that part later. So I hope that's what you're asking, what, you know, the intent, you know, of the outcome and why it's important. It just keeps you focused. It keeps you laser on your, on target, on point. And that's going to accelerate your results.
Excellent. And Marianne, yes, the big boom. Here's a picture of it on reachyourpeaklibrary.com. And I even wrote a personal note to it. I did, for those that I had one. I said, this book was written by the most influential mentor of my life, whom I spent years learning from and eventually became the lead trainer for his company. I would not have achieved the level of success I currently enjoy without Mel's guidance, leadership, and friendship. And I mean that truly. Can't wait to see him again. I got to spend some time with him about a month or so ago. We got together, had some lunch, and just it was like an energy replenishment to just be with this guy. He's an amazing, amazing young man. But yeah, The Big Boom by Mel Cutler. All right, now let's get it back to. You know what? We're about 3 minutes from the top of the hour. If everybody's cool with it, I would like to press on a little bit longer. And I know for some of you that you've been hanging on, waiting for how do I get that trip. Well, you know what? Because we're so close to the end of our hour show, I figure let's just do that right now. And then I'll ask you one final question before we close. Does that sound good to you, Anthony?
I'm for it. Let's do it.
All right. Remember, this is for a five-day vacation stay at a five-star luxury resort in Mexico. And to enter, it's a contest. It's a drawing. We'll put it that way. You can do it one of two ways. You can either go to what you see on the screen if you're watching this on video. It's reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Or if it's easier for you, you can just simply text the word PEAK, that's P-E-A-K, PEAK to the number 661-535-1624. Remember, that's text the word PEAK, doesn't matter, lowercase, uppercase, whatever's best, easiest for you, PEAK to 661-535-1624. I'll be monitoring those as they come in. We'll pick a winner. And this is all sponsored, as you can see in the lower right of that screen, by powertexting.com, my good friend Jason Nast. Amazing, amazing system. Highly recommend you go check that out after the show's over. But that is how you enter to win. I'll bring it up one last time before we break off for good for the evening. But again, just text PEAK to 661-535-1624. I sound like one of those commercials, you know, that just keeps repeating the number. I love it. So, drum roll, we are coming down to the final question of the evening. This is, yes, Marianne is texting, she said, or messaging us. She said, I won on the show before, can't wait to use it. She did win. She won the inaugural trip when Jason himself was on the show. Yeah, thank you. Good, Marianne. Loving your commenting and your I'm trying to think of the right word. What is it? Your participation. Thank you. Anthony. This is it, buddy.
Sure?
I'm saving the best for last. I know. We could go on literally make this 2-3 hours. There is no time limit, but I do want to.
I'm curious to know what this last question is.
Yes. Yeah, just kind of keeping you hanging. Got to have the suspense. And this has actually turned out to be one question I've closed the prior two shows on with my other entrepreneur guest experts. And it's different for every person. There's no wrong answer. It doesn't mean there is a right answer because it's yours. Whatever your answer is right, because it's for you. How do you, Anthony Gary, define success?
That's not the one I was looking for. But I have something. A lot of people have defined success ahead of me. So mine is, this is my version of it. This is kind of what I think of it. And I like to believe it's a little fluid. But my definition of success is the progressive realization of a dream. And to me, to translate that into an action statement, when I have the ability to replace an image on my vision board, that means I've achieved that one and I've replaced it with something else new. That's success to me. That's what that means to me.
Wow. I absolutely love that one. Another unique one. And yeah, I'm going to have to compile all of these. These are the biggest questions, the deepest, right? It's really another thing of what drives you, another thing that motivates you. And that's the thing. What if you were to achieve everything you ever wanted in life, Anthony, and there was nothing left to achieve? What would your life be like then? Would it be boring? I think it would.
Yes,
exactly. If you don't have anything to look forward to, nothing to strive for. You know, there's this word called retirement. It's not in my vocabulary. I don't believe in it. I don't understand why anybody would want it when they have so much to give. And what is the best feeling in the world is when you give something to somebody that utilizes it and improves their life. There's nothing more fulfilling. That is not – I didn't say, and they paid me for it. No, it's about giving someone – imparting your knowledge, your experience, your wisdom, something you've learned, trained for over the years that helped them. That's my – biggest reason for, you know, getting up in the morning, besides my wife, is to help others. I love it. And I know that's the way you are too, Anthony. We know this from talking so much over the past years here. It's an amazing thing to be able to give and to help. And I just love, I love people like you, Anthony, because, well, you have to. You're family. You're my twin brother. We talked about in the opening. And that's a phenomenal answer. I mean, because now you've reached a goal. Your vision board, you change it to a new one. And when you continue to do that, there's always, always something to look forward to. And that's beautiful. It's amazing. I love that. I'm going to steal that. Oh, wait. I'm going to model that. How's that?
Yes. Yes.
I like that little reframe. Yes. All right. I was just checking the final messages. And here we go. One last time to get that wonderful 5-day vacation stay in Mexico, 5-star luxury resort. Simply go to reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation, and there's an opt-in form there. Just enter your information or text the word PEAK, P-E-A-K, to 661-535-1624, and you will get an automated text immediately following that. You will need to provide your email address. We had some that did not before. To qualify, we need your email address. That's how we get you the information for the winner. We need your email address. I will say one more time, we need your email address. And you will be asked to give that to through this texting system. By the way, either way that you go through this, both are utilizing this incredible system called powertexting.com by Jason Nast and his company. All right. Well, that is about it. That is our show for this evening. Anthony, I want to give you a bear hug. I can't reach you. If we could draw a hand behind your head and just give you a big old bear hug. I love you, man. I appreciate you. You're my brother. You gave a ton of value as always. You rocked it. I appreciate you. We'll have to have you on again for sure. Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me. Let me share with your tribe. Again, I know your heart, and I know you do this from a standpoint of giving, so I'm just happy to be a participant in it and do what I can to help you also.
Thank you so much, brother. And thanks all of you that were watching, listening on Facebook Live. And if you come on later and add comments and you're watching this recording, go ahead and add comments. We'll continually monitor them and reply to those as well. But for now... And this will also be on podcasts. It's all over the place. 7 platforms it's streaming to, multiple pages and groups in Facebook, far more than 7. So if you are an accomplished entrepreneur, someone that's reached a level of success that others aspire to reach, then reach out to me. I'm looking for more guests to fill slots, and just private message me on Facebook. That's the best way to get to me. That's
hey, Brian,
it.
Let me throw one last thing out there. Because, again, this whole idea and the whole part of this is improving our mind, improving our, you know, mindset. I know you're putting these episodes on podcasts. So, again, put on Facebook, Brian, your Facebook page, your podcast link so folks can go out there and pick it up. One of the, again, another thing I use, another nugget out there is when I used to have a job where I used to drive 54 miles one way to work. So I made a commitment, and I worked four 10-hour days. I made a commitment that during my work days in my car, I only played motivational stuff. So I was giving myself an education 4 days a week, and then on my days off, I play other things and music and all that stuff. But I made a commitment to educate myself during my work time, during that 54-mile one-way, each-way drive. So, and I did that with podcasts, basically, and audiobooks. So Brian's got these things on podcasts. Pick them up, put them in your vehicles, put them on your phone, your iPad, whatever. But I want to throw it out there, Brian, let people know that you got these on podcasts so they can continue the journey.
Excellent. Thank you for that reminder. I did post that one time a week or so ago. I'll repost the link to the podcast so all can actually get that as a resource and listen and learn as they drive. Thank you. That was a great reminder. And this is what we do. We're helping each other all the time. I love it. I love it. All right. Marianne says, good night, Aunt. All success you are. Thank you, Marianne, as are you. All right, with that, we are actually going to close this show. Thanks again. This has been the Mind Body Business Show. I'm Brian Kelly. That's Anthony Gary, the man, the myth, the legend. Until next week, we will see you next time. So long now.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.